This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Congress's latest spending bill heads to the president's desk this week. CPR's Matt Bloom reports it includes $13 million to help people experiencing homelessness in Denver.
The funding will help kickstart 10 different projects, from a city-led effort to convert an old hotel into a shelter to construction of a new resource center for young people without homes. Representative Diana DeGette made the requests.
There's no one-size-fits-all solution, but all of these little projects together help to create a web of support.
The latest spending bill was the first in over a decade where lawmakers could earmark funding for special projects in their districts. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The Colorado Avalanche will be without its team captain indefinitely. Gabriel Landeskog underwent knee surgery Monday. He leads the team in goals. The Avs are in first place in the National Hockey League's Western Conference and play tonight in Los Angeles. The newest generator in Colorado's largest coal-fired power plant will be out of service indefinitely. Here's CPR's Miguel Otarola.
The generator is part of the Comanche Generating Station run by Xcel Energy in Pueblo. It broke down in January following an electrical issue. Xcel's vice president of regulatory affairs now tells state regulators most repairs should be finished by late April, though the company still does not know when it will be back in service. The generator was offline for all of 2020 and has a documented history of breakdowns that regulators have attributed to poor maintenance. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. It is a mostly sunny day across most of Colorado. Down the Front Range, highs are in the mid to upper 60s.